Exclusive Tony Saigh, Trump grew wages for middle class, Biden seeking tax cuts for rich. By John Binder on December 17, 2021. While former President Trump grew the wages of working and middle class Americans, President Joe Biden is looking to provide billions in tax cuts to wealthy Democrat Party donors, a former advisor to Trump tells Breitbart News. In an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Saturday, former White House senior advisor Tony Saigh said that while Trump was busy cutting taxes for middle-class Americans, Biden is focused on increasing the state and local tax (SALT) deduction to benefit the richest income earners. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Tony Saigh, December 11, 2021. We had $2.3 trillion in tax cuts for American families, that's huge, Saigh said. The largest wage growth was among the lowest one-fifth of lowest earners. You saw that we were bringing jobs back that were offshored because we had the most incomprehensible tax policy that incentivized American businesses to keep their jobs and their investment out of our own country. We doubled the standard deduction, we lowered rates. We added child care tax credits, dependent care tax credits. And as a result, by this data, those making between $15,000 to $50,000 saw their taxes drop by almost up to 26%, Saigh continued. If you think about how businesses reacted, look at Walmart, for example, they raised their minimum wage from $12 to $15. That is a massive increase as a percentage of their income for every minimum wage employee, and that wasn't just a tax cut, that's a wage increase. Emphasis added. We had, within the first 2 months, we had 400 American companies increase direct investment into their employees, whether that's larger paychecks, larger benefits, raising non-executive pay, extra bonuses, that makes the economy more productive. Emphasis added. Saigh said that as a result, Trump ensured the realignment of working and middle-class Americans to the Republican Party, while Democrats increasingly represent the wealthy and multinational corporations. The middle class of America has realigned to the Republican Party, Saigh said. The Republican Party under Donald Trump, after decades of being viewed as the party of the rich and the corporate interests and the special interests, became the party of the hard-working forgotten man and woman of America. That cannot be completely ignored, Saigh said. Donald Trump presided over one of the most massive realignments in political history of the blue-collar, hard-working Americans to the Republican Party, while the corporate interests, the wealthier Americans, have realigned to the Democrat Party. Meanwhile, as part of Biden's Build Back Better Act, Democrats are seeking a $625 billion tax cut for mostly the top 1% of income earners. As Breitbart News reported, new analysis reveals that the plan will provide an average tax cut of more than $16,000 in 2022 to Americans earning more than $885,000 a year. Trump, on the other hand, lowered the SALT deduction to increase taxes on the wealthy. The state and local tax, SALT, deduction was basically a cost driver. It was a good policy to take SALT and cap it at $10,000, Saigh said. SALT is largely paid by high-income earners in high-tax states, Saigh continued. It's basically a tax cut for the rich. Guess what the House Democrats have in their version of Build Back Better? Taking the $10,000 reduction for SALT and increasing it to $80,000, that's a tax cut for the rich. Breitbart News Saturday airs on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.